of a white Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Brand, and Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there listening to Summer Drive Time.
To kids from 1 to 92 or older. I don't know if we have any 93-year-olds listening.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we don't.
But you never know.
No, we have none. We have none listening. Zero listening. It's been a few weeks since we've been together. Let's talk about it.
It has.
One, you've been to Colorado.
I have been to Colorado.
Two, how was it?
It was awesome.
Three, why were you there?
A five-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Four, did you go hiking?
We kind of, sort of.
Five, elevation. How high up there did you get?
14,000 feet, almost died.
Six, did you pass out?
Almost.
Almost. That's the dying part?
Yes.
What was your favorite part of being in Colorado?
Just the mountains, man. It's like you
Is
go around
majestic?
A corner. You go around a corner.
Did it feel like a Hillsong song?
It did feel like a Hillsong song.
Constantly.
It's
like you were constantly in a Hillsong song.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. I go around a corner, and I'm like, wow. I go around another corner. I'm like, whoa, and so on and so forth.
Did you see the aspens, and were they turning yellow?
I don't understand exactly what
that... An aspen is going to be a type of tree out there.
Uh-huh.
And they're like a goldish, they have a goldish hue to them. Kyle Estep and I, you know, we've been to Colorado.
Sure.
And we were there and we were able to do some hiking as well. Didn't almost pass out. I mean, okay. I don't want to be braggadocious, but
Were you 14,000 feet?
Oh, well, how high up there did we get, Kyle? Maybe close to 10,000 feet or something like that.
Yeah, right around there.
Doc Kyle's here with us today.
Those are beautiful.
He's showing you pictures right now.
It was winter. I think all the trees were dead.
So here's what's ironic. What's ironic is you love the weather, you love the snow,
yes.
You love Christmas time.
Yes.
These are all your favorite
All my favorite things.
And you headed out to Colorado for your five-year anniversary trip.
Can I tell you, this is my December anniversary. My son was born at Christmas.
Jesus
was born, of course.
Anniversary.
Grizzly
was born.
Yep.
Jesus
was
born. It is a very, it's a great month.
It is a great month.
You got a lot going on.
It's a great month.
And so while you were gone, though.
Yeah.
It snowed here.
Not even when I was gone, like right when I left. Like we left and then it snowed immediately.
2.5 inches in some places of pure slush. That's what I got at my house.
Yeah.
And then in northern Greenville County, 18 feet.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
I went up to Asheville on Saturday. There was still a bunch of snow on the ground.
Was there still snow up that way?
Yep.
Interesting how that works, right?
It is.
And so we had a great time here without you. We appreciate you checking in with Chris Justice, our favorite meteorologist.
You want me to call him right now, get him on the horn?
I don't want you to get him on the horn.
Okay.
I just wanted to give him a shout out because he did a really good job. He worked really hard.
Chris, I know you're listening.
He gets excited about it, doesn't he?
He does.
He gets excited about it.
He does very
snow.
Much.
And this one came to fruition because sometimes the weathermen miss it because they're not God.
They were very spot on this
And time. This time they got it right.
They got it right.
And I think that's got to be
they
a
really
good
needed a win.
They
really
the
needed
win.
A win.
Because they missed a few.
It's been a tough year, couple years.
So we're gathered here today for a special Summit Drive Time. We told you guys out there listening on the interstates and the byways that...
was your birthday, too.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to bring it up, but I'm glad you did. Since we last met,
anniversary, your birthday.
Thank you.
Grizzly's
birthday.
Jesus'
birthday. I turned 43.
Wow.
Yeah, I turned 43, which is halfway to 86.
It's also almost double me.
It is almost double your age. Right now, between me and you.
Yes.
Let's guess how long I live. If I'm at 43 right
I
now.
I love this.
What do you got? What do you think I got?
Okay. Well, here's the
you
thing.
You know me well. You know my
I
eating
do know
habits.
You well. I know.
You know that I don't. There's not tobacco going on or anything like that. I feel like I live a pretty. There's not a lot of illegal prescriptions.
Not a lot, no.
There's no illegal prescriptions or anything going into my body.
Right.
I've tried to take care of myself some. What?
You have.
My diet's horrible, though.
Yes,
I can admit
but
that.
2019 is going to be a big year.
Tell everybody my slogan for 2019.
It's our slogan.
Because you adopted it with me. You're in?
I'm in.
All right, go ahead. Tell everybody the slogan.
It's the healthiest lean in 2019. It's
now,
a good rhyme.
The thought process behind the healthiest lean 2019 is that historically I've had a pretty high metabolism, which has been helpful in not being real overweight for my height.
You can eat all the things.
I can eat all the things. But then your metabolism slows down, and then you got some choices to make.
Yes.
And so a couple years ago, the choices I make was, I should probably exercise. I'm going to continue to eat horribly and then exercise, and then maybe I can keep the weight off. But now I'm so old that I think I've got to do both. I think I got to eat a little better and I've got to exercise. Mm-hmm. And that's what equals the healthiest lean.
Yes.
2019.
Yes.
So with healthiest lean 2019, what do you think? How long do you think I live?
I think put a solid number on it. You got another 43 years left.
You think I make it all the way to 86?
I think so.
I do not want to live that long, I don't think. Okay. Now, whatever the good Lord pleases, I'm fine with that because he's sovereign over all things.
How long do you want to live? Because I can also arrange that.
Well, I don't want to be murdered, but I would say that there's something about the late 70s.
Sure.
That feels pretty fantastic. Okay. Maybe a 78 or a 79. I feel like I like that.
Okay, so just a few years less than what I said.
Yeah, just a few years. Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to be a lot less than you said, because, you know, my daughters and
all
that kind of stuff. I love.
We don't need to get sad.
Well, no, I'm not trying to make it sad. I just didn't know how long you thought I'd live based off the fact that I just turned 43.
I'd double it. That's what I say.
86?
86.
Man, what year? I believe Jesus probably comes back before then. Now, I'm not going to put a date on it like some pastors do, because that gets a little sketchy.
Well, I told you this yesterday, 2038.
Tell everybody what we found out. We've done some research.
Is going to be the next Y2K. So you remember Y2K, right?
I remember well. I had a lot of toilet paper, and I had a lot of bottled water.
Now, the whole thing is Y2K a hoax or is it not a hoax? Did we just like get ahead of it enough to fix it type thing? 2038. So we in 2005, we sent a rocket to space, as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that rocket in the year 2013 stopped communicating back to Earth because of the binary ran out something or other. And so what they're saying is all of the computers in the year 2038
that are currently in space?
Nope, that are here.
Okay.
Are the same, it's going to hit the same limit of binary.
Uh-huh. And then they all stop communicating.
And they all stop communicating. And so are we going to fix it? Or is that going to be the real Y2K 38?
Wouldn't that be a real kick in the head?
Wouldn't it?
You really thought it was then, and now it's in 2038.
Yeah. Because the problem is there's so many people that think that Y2K was a hoax, right?
Right.
But there's other people that are like, no, we fixed it ahead of time. We had a few years.
Right.
So what if everybody's like, no, that was a hoax then, it's going to be a hoax now, and then we get to the New Year's Day 2038.
Yes.
And it's like, uh-oh.
Yep. That could absolutely happen.
So check back Summit Drive Time in the year 2038, and mm-hmm. we'll give you an update give you an update on this.
We're here today with some of the staff team of Summit Church, and what I was trying to say about 17 minutes ago is one of our best received episodes of all time was our Thanksgiving episode,
yes,
where we invited in the team and we shared some Thanksgiving things that folks are thankful for. And so we thought, why not, since the holidays are upon us, Christmas is here, if you will, gather again with some of our favorite people.
It's Christmas week.
It is. And have them share 1 week from today.
1 week from today. Well,
Wednesday
is when this comes out.
Oh, well,
we're
shooting it. And so we're going to gather everybody together and ask them some questions about their favorite Christmas memories.
Mm-hmm.
Are there specific questions you have for
just
them?
Just like favorite Christmas memories, favorite thing about the holidays.
Go around, tell everybody who's around the table today.
We got Grace and Cato from Ohio. Grace and Cato mm-hmm. from Easley. Terry Carlton from Ohio. Kyle Eastep. From
Seneca.
Saluda. And from Ohio, Cam Hill.
And then yours truly, Jason and Brent.
Yeah. I'm from the 321,
mm-hmm.
Titusville, Florida, baby.
That's right. And I'm from Welford, South Carolina.
That's right.
The Lyman Duncan Welford area.
You know.
That general area.
Just the general, the triangle.
Lyman Duncan Welford. So nice they had to name it thrice.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
It's what's on their billboard.
This is what's on their billboard in Welford. So we're going to go around the table and ask them, what's your first question for Grayson? He's going first today.
Grayson, what is your favorite part of the holiday season? When you think about Christmas, when you start getting excited, why do you get excited?
I like buying gifts.
Do you like buying gifts? You're a gift giver?
I love it.
Are you a gift receiver? Do you like getting gifts?
No, because usually I like receiving gifts if I like them.
Okay.
I'm a hard person to buy for.
Okay. So let's say out of every 10 gifts that your wife buys for you, how many do you really go, this is fantastic,
this
I love this?
This is the thing. My wife hates me right now because at Christmas, the
I feel
last,
like hate's
I think
a strong
3
word.
Years,
I think she's probably just sad.
They're doing fine.
We've looked at our budget and I've said we can't afford gifts for each other. And then I still buy her gifts. Mm-hmm. And then she feels bad because she follows the rules, and I don't follow the rules.
We all do that. That's the fun part about Christmas.
Guys, if you're listening, if you do this thing where you're like, we're not going to buy gifts for each other, and you don't buy a gift for your wife, you're doing it wrong.
That's exactly right. The worst thing you could ever say is, I'm not going to buy you anything, and then not buy them anything.
Right.
you're totally fine to say I'm not going to buy you anything and then buy something.
And I think the females expect that.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
They go into that collaboration with.
And to my credit, this year I've spent a lot less money than I usually do on her.
Good for you.
That's good. I still got a couple packages that I forgot I bought things earlier, and then they still come. So
okay.
She's going to be opening like 8 gifts, and I'm not going to have anything.
Well, if she's listening to this episode, she's got 6 days. All right, throw it over to Terry over there.
Hi, Terry.
Terry Carlton, everybody.
Now, Terry.
Terry wasn't in our last episode because he was in a treehouse in Wahala.
That is right. You were. How was the treehouse?
It's fantastic.
Good. Okay. What are you thankful for? Yeah. Real quick.
You want to go backwards?
He wasn't there, so I just feel like...
Terry, what are you thankful for? And then we'll get to Christmas. Let's do
thankful
the things.
Thankful that you guys thought of me on the...
Yeah, we did.
We missed you.
We always think of
you. What I want you to know is, like, when our team gathers together and you're not here, we're not who we would be if you were here.
Oh, yeah. We're better together.
We're better together, with the exception of Jim Geyer.
Interdependency.
Never here. On the podcast. He's not allowed to be on the podcast. Now let's switch over to a Christmas question. When you think back growing up and you go, this is probably my best Christmas memory. Like, this is what sticks out.
Yeah.
This is the most impressionable thing. What is it?
I'm probably 10 years old.
Yep.
And me and my sister on Christmas Eve are playing Duck Hunt on Nintendo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You guys remember that?
I do. I still don't understand that technology. It's a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, it was great.
I didn't have a Nintendo. I don't think that surprises anybody around this table. Okay, go ahead.
I'd actually love to have the Nintendo right now. Like, just go buy. You can buy them now, right?
You can buy them. Yeah. Yeah. They're back.
$7. Goodwill.
So I was...
$400 at Best Buy. Yeah. Yeah. They're back out with, like, everything's in one. It's like a little combo. I have one.
Mm-hmm. So we're playing the game.
I do.
Shooting the ducks.
Yep.
Then what happened?
We're in our... I'm in my Long John PJs.
As you are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing back
You're also
then.
Right now wearing those.
Yeah.
You look great.
Healthiest lean 2019.
My sister is upset because I keep winning and won't let her play, and she jerks the gun out of my hand.
No.
And I take my arm... to hit her.
Oh, no.
Like the back of my forearm to hit her. Yep. My sister has braces at the time.
Oh, no.
And the Long John, the braces catches in the Long Johns. And then when I pull back, it rips her entire top braces off.
No.
On Christmas Eve.
Stuck in my Long John shirt.
Oh, that is a great Christmas memory.
I got in trouble.
Yeah, sure you did. What did your dad have to say about that?
My dad's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's 6'5".
Yeah.
It was not a pleasant Christmas Eve after that moment. That is a very impressionable Christmas memory for us.
When did you get her braces put back on? Did you automatically? We had to wait a little while?
Like 72 hours.
Man. Right. It's closed on Christmas. You can't just...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if there was maybe an orthodontist on call.
That's a good question.
Right? Yeah. Shouldn't there be an orthodontist on call?
Listen, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen at Christmas. Kids are a little bit crazier.
That's exactly
flailing
right.
Flailing their arms.
Yeah.
Wow. Flailing their arms.
Terry, thanks for sharing that Christmas memory. That was fantastic.
Up next,
Kyle Estep.
Kyle, welcome to the podcast, buddy.
Welcome to the podcast, Kyle. Always a pleasure, isn't he? Don't you feel like Kyle's around here a lot?
Yeah, it should be some of drive time with Jason, Brandon, Kyle.
Sometimes, Kyle.
Sometimes Kyle.
Jason Brandon, sometimes Kyle.
Yeah.
Jason Brandon most of the time.
It's like the vowels. A E I O U and sometimes Y.
What'd you throw in there?
A E I O U and sometimes Y.
Okay.
Except after C. All right. So Kyle, as we gather here today to discuss different things about Christmas, I would like for you to articulate to all the listeners out there your favorite winter weather, Christmas memory.
Ooh.
Winter, weather, Christmas.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you're from Ohio, so, you know, Brand's from Florida.
It's not a lot of snow.
But I did live here in Maine for a few years. I have winter weather times.
And then I'm here in South Carolina. I've never had a white Christmas. I'm 43.
I have.
Have you ever had a white Christmas, and what was that like?
I remember one. Didn't it snow on Christmas a few years back, and it was like the first time since 1960-something?
Chris, I know you're listening. If you could just let us know, text us.
I think you had a white Christmas 4 or 5 years ago.
I probably drove somewhere else and wasn't here for that.
You probably did. I had several white Christmas mornings, and we did some sledding down a cattle hill that my dad had with a natural ramp in the middle of it.
Yeah. Ooh.
And if you didn't bail by the bottom, you were going into a pond or a swampy area that was going to be icy cold.
Like It's a Wonderful Life.
Dangerous. Yeah, very much so. Very much you so like that. One time, I love December. I love the Christmas season because I got married in December as well.
Love it.
So let's recap that again. We got Brand's anniversary. We got Kyle's anniversary. We got Jason's birthday, Grizzly's birthday, Jesus's birthday.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
And one time when Jamie and I were newly married, I don't think Taylor was born yet, but we lived in Springfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And it was around, it wasn't Christmas, but it was around the holidays that we got 23 inches of snow.
Wow.
That's a Christmas miracle.
So that is a lot.
It was spectacular.
Greenville would be shut down for years.
I went out after a foot of snow had dropped and it had kind of stopped snowing, thinking that it was over, shoveled my entire driveway, only to look back out a few hours later and realize another foot had fallen on top
That's because
that.
They say, what they say is, shovel it once, shame on you. Shovel it twice, shame on me.
Something like that.
Shovel it thrice.
You're in Lyman.
No dice.
That's exactly right. No dice. All right, let's throw it over here to Nathan Forrest. Nathan, when you were growing up, did you ever have to dress up?
Like an elf?
Or Santa Claus?
Or a reindeer? Or a reindeer.
After you said elf, I just hit a pause there for a second on purpose.
I'm sorry, I assumed.
Right, because he's shorter in stature.
Mm-hmm. But not in spirit.
Not in spirit at all.
I really appreciate
that. Did you ever dress up? Were you Mary? Joseph? Or a wise man? Or...
None of those three.
Just be honest. Have you ever been an elf?
I've never been an elf. I'm sorry to disappoint you guys.
I'm not disappointed at all.
Can I tell you a fun story about a guy that I used to work with? And he's a dear friend, but he was a good bit heavier than
sure,
me.
Sure, I understand.
By a lot.
Okay.
And then so one year for a Christmas party, in a twist of irony, he dressed up like an elf, and I dressed up like Santa Claus.
That's funny.
And all the students in the student ministry got their picture taken.
I love that.
I thought that was
very funny.
Yeah.
Well done.
Have you been in any plays? Have you been in any pageants?
No.
So you've never been in any plays or anything like
that? You're a big theatrical boy.
Yeah, you're a theatrical.
I love the theater.
But you've never been in anything Christmassy.
No. I always tended to avoid those things.
That's very interesting to me.
I'm not entirely sure why.
Well, then that kind of kills my question here. So we'll just come up with another one. Favorite Christmas gift that you can ever remember getting when you were younger? I wasn't expecting it, and it just really, I loved it.
This might surprise you, but in middle school, those were the years where the NFL and professional football was like a really big deal in my life.
Uh-huh.
And that was also the season when starter jackets were the things
jackets.
To have.
I remember
have.
Those, sure.
And there was one year where, my dad had sold one of the farms that he had run. And so we were not expecting anything. And we got starter jackets and the starter duffel bag. For the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, the Chiefs.
Which I chose back then because no one cared about. Like, I wanted
you
like a
team. The color red?
I liked the color red, and I wanted to be non-controversial because I lived in a highly competitive family, and I didn't want anyone yelling at my team.
Who can get upset with the Chiefs?
This is, back then, no one.
Right.
Now they're kind of a deal. So
that's
so
a fun memory.
Yeah, it was a really sweet memory.
Love that. It's really good. Nathan and Em and the kids just back from Disney World. Do you remember this? Did we talk about this? That they took a trip down.
Yes.
Took a trip down to Disney with the kids.
Yeah. Of course.
And they had a fantastic time down there.
We really did.
Okay.
Good. Was it as magical as you thought it would be?
It really was magical. Absolutely. My daughters actually exclaimed. We told them we were going to a magical kingdom, and as we were driving down the road to Disney. One of them, who's learning to read, looks at the sign and says, "Wait, this is a magical kingdom. It says so on the sign." It was really sweet.
Perfect. Right. Now, I also heard rumor that you don't really care about football as much anymore. You're into the Star Wars and other things with lightsabers. is it true that you teared up when you met Chewbacca?
Yes, that is 100% true. I don't even know, like all the nostalgia, man. All the childhood
really
memories kind of wrapped up. Into one.
Love
so,
that. It's really, really good. Thank
is
you for sharing that.
Is there a fictitious character that you would tear up at if you met?
A fictitious character that I would tear up if I met? maybe Green Lantern.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's throw it over to Cam. Last one here today. Cam, great to see you, buddy. Well, you had something you wanted to say? I felt like you were
Yeah, I was just going to say, I met an Imagineer this past weekend who I hear is a big deal in Disney. They like design, right?
Yes.
Am I the only one? Yeah. That's what they do. They design things in Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's what they do.
And where did you meet them? Where were you?
It was at a wedding.
Okay.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for
that. I think we could do it being Imagineers.
I could totally be an Imagineer.
I feel like you guys would be great Imagineers. You remind me a lot of this person that I met. They remind me of you.
I don't know.
Dashing.
Dancer, prancer.
Funny. No, not the reindeer. Quick. Just our characteristics of you and I.
Got it.
Of the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Cam, what's your favorite Christmas song? Is it White Christmas?
Now, there's an inside joke that we need to let all of our listeners know.
Cam doesn't like White
Christmas. We want to let all of you know that he does not like the song White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Does Bing sing that? It's
Bing, he
right?
does.
Yeah, I thought that was
And
the
it's
case.
Just... I can't even fathom not enjoying
that. In what other context?
Go ahead.
Listen to a song.
I don't listen.
It sounds like that.
I don't. That's why it's so special at Christmas time.
Whatever.
The only time I listen to the crooners is at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. What do you have a favorite? Let's let that lie.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song that you go, this one, I turn it up every time.
Silence is deafening.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Silent Night.
Classic. What else? Santa Claus is Watching You by Ray Stevens.
No, I don't really like any of this. I like the Christian Christmas songs. Not to be overly spiritual about it, but the other ones are just kind of annoying to me. Christmas, here's my thing. This is why Brandon gets so frustrated with me.
Because Brandon loves Christmas.
He loves
and you
Christmas,
don't like
but
Christmas.
Beyond. No, no, no. He loves Christmas music. I don't like Christmas music, relatively speaking. Here's my theory.
You love the message of Christmas.
Love it.
You love the hope of a Savior come for everyone.
I love the message of Christmas,
and
too.
I love,
you act
hold
as if
on.
I don't love Jesus.
And I love the season of Christmas. I love the holidays. I love being with family and friends. I love
the
snow,
food.
The food, everything.
The coffee.
Christmas, yeah, this
How
is like
Christmas
my favorite time of the year.
How many Christmas movies have you watched this year?
Okay,
none.
I haven't watched any yet, but
Point
I'm waiting. I'm building anticipation until...
You're waiting until what? It's over?
I don't know. Okay, so I've lost some opportunities this year with the Christmas movies, but here's the deal. Here's my theory. 9 times out of 10, you listen to a Christmas album. If you find that band that sang or produced that Christmas album, you're going to find that the rest of their albums are actually better. Their Christmas album is the worst thing that they've put out.
Now
Christmas music just isn't that good.
Now, that's an interesting take, Cam. And I feel like that...
There's a few exceptions.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've shed some light on the issue today on what's behind the tension in regards to your and Cam's relationship around Christmas.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what this podcast has revealed today.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of material in the last several minutes. We've been all over the place, to be honest with you.
That's true.
But I feel like we got some important information there between you and Cam. What would you like to say based off what he just said?
I'm sorry I got upset, Cam.
Okay, that's a good apology. This is good for the kids.
There's
probably
kids
that are listening.
This feels like friend counseling right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Doing a little counseling
you
with you guys.
You were a great roommate.
Mm-hmm. We were
back
roommates.
When we were roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Were y'all really roommates?
We were.
That explains.
That's where this all started.
Okay.
Brandon would. I mean, it was. You know, Brandon. His nonstop Christmas stuff.
Yeah. I know. It's all the time. Well, I'm really glad we were able to get to the bottom of this today on Summit Drive Time, our special holiday Christmas edition. As we wrap up our time today, Bran, let's go back and forth a little bit in regards to favorite Christmas movies of all time. I'll go first. Elf.
Love it.
Okay.
It's the kickoff of the holiday season for Bran. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving night.
Give me one. Go ahead.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase.
I'm not a big fan.
Okay. All right. That's good.
White Christmas.
Haven't seen it. What about Santa Claus 1?
I love it. Watched it last night.
Really?
I love it.
Okay.
I think it's the... We don't need to get into
Go
it.
Ahead.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Haven't seen it in its entirety. got a little bored. What about Mr. Kringle, the Kringles?
Mr. Kringle, the Kringles?
Is there a Kringle in their movie about the Kringles?
I don't understand.
Miracle on 34th Street.
I love it. It's a great story.
I haven't seen it.
The movie about the Kringles. What do you think about that one?
Isn't there a movie about the Kringles?
I'm not sure. Huh. Christmas with the Cranks, maybe, is what
you're
thinking
of?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of. I was close. Okay. Christmas with the Cranks. Haven't seen it.
Okay.
the 30-minute sitcom Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
It's okay to brand. It's not my favorite thing in the world. Okay. Growing up, we had to watch it every Christmas Eve, and that kind of sucks.
Followed up by the Abominable Snowman. Did you have to watch that one?
That's all in the same thing.
Oh, the Abominable Snowman's with Rudolph?
Yeah, he's in Rudolph.
Haven't seen it. and last but not least, the Christmas classic that everyone debates about this time of year, Die Hard.
It's a fine thing. It's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Well, we hope that you're safe out there as you travel this holiday season. We want you to keep it on the road. We want you to keep it at 10 and 2.
There are a lot of crazy people driving.
Want you to spread Christmas cheer in with your car.
Maybe turn on White Christmas.
Be a deliverer of peace and not road rage.
Yeah.
These are the things that we would like to say to you. And we'll see you in the new year.
Bye, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And may all your Christmases be white.